So when I first started out in content creation, I had no budget. So I looked for and found a lot of free tools, and I put together a list in the Google document. If you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com and look for the episode with today's date, September 13th, you're going to get your list of free tools that yours truly has put together. One of the reasons that you need to have this is whether you're a seasoned digital marketer, a freelancer, or someone who's just getting started like I once did, these resources are going to boost your productivity and enhance your creations and keep in your budget, because you won't need a budget with these. The first question I was asked is, why did you create a list of tools and technologies for content creators? Well, first thing is they streamline the creation process, make it more efficient and less time-consuming. Second, they ensure your consistency and your content creation. And lastly, it's going to help in distributing and analyzing your content for reach. But first up is the free tools for graphic design. There's a list of three in the Google document. I've got Canva, which I now am paying for because I've got a little bit more budget. The GIMP tool, which is a great tool for free editing. And Pixlr, P-I-X-L-R, I've got the links in the show notes. The Pixlr tool, I would definitely add that into the toolbox. It's a good one. And the free tools for video editing, while there's three of them listed in the Google document, and the one I use, and I talked about it the other day, is ScreenPal. But the ones in the list, DaVinci Resolve, the Shotcut, it's an open source editing tool, and it works in every platform I've tried it on. And Lightworks, it's the one they use in Hollywood. Lightworks has it all. There's free tools for writing and content creation. Grammarly is going to help you with the grammar of your content. Keep it error-free. Make sure you haven't got any typos in the content. The Hemingway Editor for readability, I don't personally use it, but I understand it. It's a great tool for writing bold and clear highlights and complex sentences, etc. And lastly, Evernote. The free version of Evernote lets you do everything that is necessary in note-taking. There's a number of free products besides Evernote that are also good. I personally use Google Keep. Well, the free technologies available for content distribution, I'm using Facebook and Twitter, just straight up, just putting it right in there. But there's tools you can get to schedule that, and three of them listed in the Google document. There's Buffer for social media scheduling, and I think you all are aware what Buffer can do. There's a free version. Hootsuite gives you a free plan that you can manage up to three social profiles, and I just mentioned two, and schedule up to 30 posts with that. TweetDeck is for managing X, and it's one of the free tools for managing your X accounts. Okay, you've done all the content creation, but now you've got to look into how well it's performing, and there's free analytics programs. These are the platforms that recognized Google Analytics, use it every day. MozBar is SEO analysis. It's a free toolbar that Moz puts out. I should call it MozBar. And Hotjar for user feedback gives you a basic heat map and session recordings, which gives you a lot of invaluable information on improving user experience. Really wouldn't be a list unless I talked about emerging technologies for content creation. These are the three things that my research developed. Artificial intelligence in content creation. There's AI tools out there that are going to revolutionize content creation. They can create blog posts, social media content, even ad copy. So that's going to save you a lot of hours of work in providing creative inspiration. Virtual reality for immersive experiences means that in VR, it's going to open new avenues for content creation. The tools are going to allow you to create immersive VR experiences, making your content more engaging and interactive. The fact that you can have content which is going to be somewhat engaging in nature, that's going to be a good thing. And lastly on the list, blockchain, that's going to give you secure content distribution. If you've got pay-to-play kind of content that you want people to contribute a monetary amount, because remember, we don't have a budget, then this is something you want to explore. There's tools out there for doing that. So what it's about is integrating these tools into your workflow so that you can become more efficient, more productive, have less of a burden in content creation than you did yesteryear. Okay? I would urge you to take a look at these tools and see which ones will work the best for you. Happy creating. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRCook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.